During the past 24 hours, there's this news which has been circulating in Iranian media sphere about Mr. Maurer's alleged remarks that sanctions against Iran has crippled the process of humanitarian aid to the Red Crescent. Your comment on that?
Yes, I think we just first like to clarify that Peter Maurer's statement to the UN Security Council was in general terms and not in regards to specific countries. Of course, we are indeed concerned by the unintended consequences that economic sanctions can have on humanitarian activities. But in this case, Peter Maurer spoke in general terms as an advice for states to consider, not in specific terms for any one particular state.
To be more precise, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif tweeted today, and I quote, "As ICRC's president noted, Iranian Red Crescent cannot receive any funds due to illegal U.S. sanctions." Is this an accurate quote from the president of Red Cross?
It is difficult for me to comment specifically on that statement. However, what I can give you is Peter Maurer's statement. Specifically, what he said is that mutual and impartial humanitarian action is hindered by elaborate sanction regimes and counterterrorism measures.
So there was no direct and specific mention of Iran?
Iran or any other. No direct mention, no.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has just said that it's a murderous act that they bar the relief efforts and aid to the flood-stricken parts of Iran. To the best of your knowledge, has there been any limitations in terms of providing Iran with humanitarian help during this recent flood?
It's difficult for me to comment on the activities of other organizations. However, we, as an independent, impartial, and neutral organization, always have concerns over the humanitarian consequence of sanctions, as they may, of course, adversely affect the humanitarian situation of the population of these states. However, I think in this situation, the most important thing is to think, to have our thoughts and prayers with the people affected by the floods. Our delegation in Iran is carefully following the situation as it evolves, and we're in close cooperation with the Iranian Red Crescent Society, who are our main partner on the ground. They have already mobilized their staff and volunteers, and they're doing their very best to assist the affected communities. We as our ICRC, of course, stand ready to explore the possibility to support the Iranian Red Crescent Society and national disaster bodies, if so required.
And in the process of this assistance, do you think there can be any obstacles in terms of providing aid because of the sanctions? Have you had any such case previously?
From our point of view, we do not see a limitation at this stage to our assistance to the Iranian Red Crescent Society, if so required by them, as our partner. However, in the situation of a natural disaster, principally the International Federation of Red Crescent Societies have wanted to take the lead, and we have an assistory role.